Adam Pengilly, morning to you.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. I think he's been spending a lot of time around that Eiffel Tower, according to his Instagram.
Lots of time. And that's where our concern is for the young man. We want to make sure he comes back.
Do you reckon he's going to turn up on Monday, Loz?
Oh, he will.
Yeah, I think he will, but I reckon he'll question himself, what am I doing driving from the east to the north at that time of the morning?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of personal reflection on that drive.
Yeah, there'll be personal reflection. No, that's a good way of putting it, yeah.
And you can just see Pretty Wild winning a couple more races through the spring, can't you? I can just see her being maybe an emergency for the Golden Eagle or something scratched on race morning and she gets into the field and runs top three.
And I said it right from the start. Not that I'm a jealous person. I'm putting it out there. I'm not jealous. What are you smiling at?
Please.
I could have a little bit of jealousy in me. All right? A little bit. But he's just going to have this beginner's luck and it makes me sick.
Yes.
You can just see Chris Waller getting her ready for a nice race and she's going to win something.
And he'll swan in here and he'll talk about it and I'll have to sit there and pat him on the back and say, well done, but deep down knowing that I don't like it.
Now, I want to talk some golf with you just while we're about to do that. Nick Kyrgios has just beaten Daniil Medvedev. He is a massive chance in this year. If he keeps his head, he is flying Kyrgios. He can win the US Open big time. So he's just beaten Medvedev in three sets, winning the third set 6-2. But golf, you've written about Cameron Smith and the latest situation with Liv, etc. in the Herald today. We've got players in court and losing. What a mess.
Yeah, it's not pretty, is it, Jared? And I don't think there's any doubt at all now that Cameron Smith will be playing in Greg Norman's tour in the not-too-distant future. I think he'll obviously still play the FedEx Cup playoffs at the moment because obviously there's a massive carrot in terms of money to try and win at the end of these next 3 weeks and a chance for him to be the world number one. And then he said quite strongly yesterday he's going to play the President's Cup, and that was certainly a lot of the mail that I was hearing a few weeks ago. He was still going to play the President's Cup because I think he sees that as a really important event to play for the internationals to try and wrestle back that title from the United States because it's been all one-sided for many, many years, that concept, and he wants to play that. But I think after that, all bets are off, and there's a very good chance he'll be heading across to play LIV Golf. And the money on offer is just quite extraordinary, Jared. Cameron and his team have been quite coy about any negotiations and agreement being struck, but he's had multiple times now to deny he's going to be heading across to play LIV Golf, and he's so far refused to deny it on several occasions, including yesterday. And he will be the biggest scalp that Greg's got so far in terms of a player who's at his peak. He's 28 years old, coming off a massive major win, the highest-ranked player that he's going to sign, and it will be a huge, huge coup for Greg Norman.
Hard to turn down generational wealth.
Yeah, and it's crazy, Loz, the amount of money he's going to earn. And I know a lot of people will argue by saying that, well, he doesn't really need the money. He's you know, infinitely rich at the moment. And I can understand that argument as well. But I even floated the prospect in my column today that a guy like him, who is so mad about his rugby league, we know he's fanatical about the Brisbane Broncos and Queensland in State of Origin. Like, who's to say he couldn't use some of that money to try and buy a stake in the Brisbane Broncos and be a part owner of that club? Because I know how fanatical he is about rugby league. So yeah, there's still plenty to play out. Obviously, Mark Leishman is another Australian who's heavily rumoured to be heading across to LIV Golf. And we haven't heard a lot from Adam Scott lately, have we? He's one who's spoken about the concept previously, as far back as probably 4 or 5 months ago, and said it had appeal to him. But he's kept fairly quiet lately. But it seems like that there's just more and more cards falling in this golfing civil war that's going to be happening in the next few weeks.
Let's talk some racing. And Mugger 2 down to run at Rose Hill again on Saturday. Chris Lee has probably looked at it and thought, oh, he might get not too heavier a track, but we've had more rain than we probably expected so far this week.
Yeah, it's still going to be a fairly wet track, Jared, and he's got a hefty weight there on the weekend, 65 kilos, taking 3 kilos off of Dylan Gibbons' claim, obviously. But I think chatting to the camp, it's probably a good chance to try and get him back to the races. He's been entered and scratched a couple of times so far. It's been a long, long layoff, so very keen to see what he can do. I have no idea what plans they're going to try and aim for later in the year. Will they try and target a Cox Plate again, or they just try and bring him back a few notches, given he's had so long off the scene, and maybe try and qualify for a race like the Big Dance and try and go to a couple of country cups. But I'm very keen to see him back at the races. He was a star attraction in the back end of 2020 and the start of 2021, but obviously that long layoff after the Doomben Cup last year. And just good to see him back at the races.
Frankie Dettori is going to get to ride a Melbourne Cup winner.
Can you believe it, Lord? Finally getting a chance to ride a Melbourne Cup winner in Very Elegant. So, yeah, this caught me a bit by surprise yesterday that the Very Elegant camp have booked him to ride her in her first European start over there at Deauville in France in a couple of weeks' time. And Frankie won't get a chance to sit on her in track work or do any work with her beforehand, but he's an experienced jockey. And I think her racing pattern, her manners, Very Elegant, not great, but still a lot better than what it used to be, probably say 2 or 3 years ago. So, yeah, very much looking forward to see how Verlinden goes in a first Group 1 win, and only adds interest, I suppose, with Frankie being jumping aboard.
Racing New South Wales are refunding licence fees to flood-affected participants, Adam.
Yeah, what a great little initiative, Jared. I thought I wanted to mention this morning. They've announced yesterday they're going to refund a lot of those licence fees to trainers and participants up there in the Northern Rivers and the mid-North Coast region. I know it's not going to be, you know, a huge amount of relief, but at least it goes some way to just alleviating the stress on some of those people up there. And I was actually up at Lismore probably about 5 or 6 weeks ago now, went up there with the New South Wales Origin team when they went to Lismore, and you've never seen anything like it. It's just so sad to be able to drive through the streets up there and see this town trying to recover, 3 or 4 months on from those devastating floods, and just seeing shops just all hoarded up and makeshift businesses using whatever space they can that hasn't been flood affected to try and keep afloat. People without houses, it's so sad. So, yeah, this is a great little initiative, I think, by Racing New South Wales, and they're going to need all the help they can get, those people up there, to get back on their feet.
Mate, thank you so much. Have a good day.
See you, boys.